President Masisi told reporters at the Robert Gabriel Mugabe International Airport that the targeted sanctions are hurting Zimbabweans.
Viva Zimbabwe!
Viva!
Viva Botswana!
Viva!
Viva Botswana!
Viva!
President Mnangagwa and I have a wonderful relationship. You must know, you must see it. You must feel it.
Yeah.
You must want it. Yeah. Botswana continues to call for the removal of sanctions.
Yeah.
Against Zimbabwe.
Masisi expressed the same sentiments when he officially opened the Zimbabwe Agricultural Show.
Let me once again thank you, Your Excellency, and my very dear bosom brother, for having invited me to this auspicious event. With these few remarks, I now declare officially the 2022 Zimbabwe Annual Agricultural Show officially open. I thank you for your attention.
Responding to Masisi's remarks, President Emmerson Mnangagwa also expressed happiness about the Botswana president's visit to Zimbabwe.
Viva Botswana! Viva Zimbabwe!
Viva!
Okay, President Masisi, Common President, I'm saying to these people who are here, ZANU-PF members, I'm happy they have come to see you. These are from Harare. They just came, they heard you are coming because of the good relations between Botswana and Zimbabwe. You felt you must give our brother a resounding welcome.
In 2018, Botswana and Zimbabwe signed bilateral agreements to promote and explore cooperation in several fields such as education, agriculture, defense, security, energy, environment, and health. John Dipuwe, Botswana's presidential spokesperson, said Zimbabwe and Botswana have deep relations and therefore it's important for the two nations to strengthen their ties.
We have a very strong bilateral ties with Zimbabwe. Historically, the two countries and the peoples of the two countries have been interacting at different levels. For instance, we have signed a number of cooperation agreements with Zimbabwe in various fields like agriculture, health, defense and security, and many areas of human development. So the purpose of the fact is just to cement relations between the two countries.
Professor Ricky Mukonza, a political science lecturer at Tswana University, says it is not surprising that President Masisi and President Mnangagwa have close relations as they both disliked their predecessors, former President Ian Khama and the late former Zimbabwean President Robert Mugabe.
We know that in the past, relations have not been so good between Zimbabwe and Botswana, especially during the time when former President Ian Khama was still at the helm. We know that there were a public space between him and late former President of Zimbabwe, Robert Mugabe.
Masimba Mavaza, a Mnangagwa loyalist and ZANU-PF defender based in London in the United Kingdom, shares the same sentiments.
And if you realize, if you notice again, Zimbabwe exports a lot of agricultural products to Botswana. So Botswana is a market partner besides being a political partner to Zimbabwe. Our Zimbabwean relationship with Botswana was frosty during the times of President Ian Khama, but now it has become very bearable, a wonderful relationship, and a relationship which strengthens the economy of Zimbabwe, and the political geopolitical situation is actually are promoted in the relationship between Zimbabwe and Botswana.
Fadzai Mahere, opposition Citizens Coalition for Change caretaker spokesperson, says there is need for Zimbabwe to have good relations with other nations, including Botswana.
We've consistently stated that sanctions are not good for any nation, and as the government in waiting, we as the CCC have a plan to end Zimbabwe's international isolation by building bridges with any progressive nation where it's mutually beneficial. It will be important to hear the concerns of nations who've imposed measures against us and ensure that we address them. We choose to have a conversation or dialogue as opposed to resorting to insults in the true spirit of re-engagement, and central to our objectives will obviously be the need to respect human rights, the rule of law, and eradicate corruption.
Masisi told the Zimbabwe Agricultural Show, accompanied by President Mnangagwa, during his three-day state visit. The show was established in 1895 to promote agriculture and its supporting activities to facilitate agricultural development in Zimbabwe. On average, over 200,000 people attend the rebranded Zimbabwe Agricultural Show, formerly Harare Agricultural Show, annually. Reporting for VOA News, this is Evans Zeninga in Washington, D.C.